This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
The first of the next boomtown that you'll see surge in 2025 is San Diego, California. And I know you're thinking, California is insanely expensive. Could it really have room to grow? The answer is yes. And here's why. San Diego is a bit of a unicorn. It has the perfect mix of lifestyle, innovation, and stability, something few cities can claim. Biotech and defense industries here are top-notch, drawing steady streams of high-income jobs. And with the Trump administration prioritizing defense spending, billions could funnel directly into the city's economy. It's not just thriving, it's strategically positioned to lead. And don't forget the talent pipeline. San Diego's universities are breeding grounds for innovation. Now, the city's housing market might be pricey, but demand from professionals willing to pay for the lifestyle means one thing: stability. If you're looking for a long-term win, San Diego, it's worth watching. City number two, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, a place that's really already a superstar. But here's why it's about to break records. First, it's a corporate magnet. 23 Fortune 500 companies are headquartered here, from AT&T to ExxonMobil. Why? Well, Texas offers low taxes and business-friendly policies. And now, with deregulation on steroids from the Trump administration, Dallas is about to get even hotter. And then there's its population growth. People are leaving pricey coastal cities in droves, and they're landing in Dallas. It's affordable, it's vibrant, and the job market, bulletproof. Real estate demand here is just as strong. It's relentless. Single-family homes, multifamily developments, you name it, it's gold. Now, layer in the wild card, DOGE. That's the Department of Government Efficiency. And if federal agencies get decentralized, private contractors are going to follow. And guess where they're likely to go? Dallas, with its central location and infrastructure. The city's not just booming, it's leading the charge. City number three, Miami, Florida, where the energy, it feels electric. And yes, Florida's real estate market has taken a hit lately, but Miami, it's a different beast. High-profile corporations like Goldman Sachs are expanding here. The city is transforming into a financial hub that rivals New York, but with beaches and no state income tax. And when it comes to the luxury market, Miami isn't just for retirees anymore. No, celebrities, hedge fund managers, and crypto millionaires are snatching up waterfront properties like it's a monopoly. And why? Because in a world that's uncertain, Miami's lifestyle and tax advantages are a safe bet. And here's where Trump's policies matter. Infrastructure investments could supercharge Miami's growth. More highways, better transit, and upgraded ports means this city isn't just a playground for the rich. It's becoming a powerhouse for businesses and trade. City number four, Austin, Texas. And I know what you're thinking. Didn't Austin already have its moment? Isn't it going the other direction right now? Well, sure, it's cooled off after the massive boom during the pandemic. But here's the thing. Austin, it's not done. This city is like a slingshot, pulling back to launch even further. Tech giants like Tesla and Apple have set up shop here. You've got the South by Southwest Festival bringing in billions annually. And with the coastal exodus still happening, young professionals are flocking to Austin for its mix of opportunity and culture. And now add in federal deregulation, which could create a tidal wave of job creation in tech and construction. And then there's this. Austin remains much more affordable than cities like San Francisco or Seattle. If you think Austin's best days are behind it, think again. It's just getting started. And it's hard to believe, isn't it? Some of the richest, most iconic cities in America could crumble by the end of 2025, while others are gearing up for unprecedented growth. And stay with me, I'm about to tell you which cities are most at risk. But first, let's dive into three more boomtowns that you can't afford to ignore. City number five, it's a city that's punching way above its weight, Nashville, Tennessee. Known for its music scene, Nashville's evolved into a corporate haven. Startups, healthcare companies, and even major brands are making this their headquarters. And what's driving this? Affordability. Compared to bigger metros, Nashville offers a cost of living that actually makes sense. And the job market, it's booming. Plus, people are moving here in droves looking for a better quality of life without sacrificing opportunity. And here's where Trump's energy policies come into play. If federal incentives flow toward energy and logistics, cities like Nashville could see an even bigger economic explosion. Investors, this is a market you can't ignore. City number six, and this might be the underdog of the list. It's been quietly stealing the spotlight with massive population growth fueled by retirees and young professionals alike. And I'm talking about Phoenix, Arizona. And why? Well, it's simple. Affordability and opportunity. Intel and TSMC are pouring in billions into facilities here, turning Phoenix into a tech and manufacturing hub. And don't overlook the ripple effect. When companies invest at this scale, jobs follow. And when jobs follow, housing demand, it surges. Phoenix also stands to gain from Trump's trade policies. I mean, if manufacturing continues to ramp up, Phoenix's location and infrastructure could make it a key player in supply chains. If you're betting on the future, Phoenix is worth a serious look. And there's another trend taking shape that you can't afford to overlook, whether you're considering where to live or where to pick up your next income property. I'm talking about the rise of the Midwest and the South. While coastal cities have dominated for decades, their high costs of living and housing have reached a breaking point. People are tired of paying $4,000 or $5,000 a month for a tiny apartment in San Francisco or New York. They're looking inward, literally, toward more affordable, opportunity-rich cities in the heartland and the southern states. The Midwest offers something that many overlook: stability. Cities like Pittsburgh and Detroit, often dismissed as relics of the past, are finding new life with affordable housing, strong community ties, and the potential for revitalization. Some of these cities have homes selling for under $100,000. And for an investor, that's an incredible entry point for cash flowing properties. And then there's the South, which combine affordability with rapid growth. I mean, states like Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama, they're all pulling in businesses and families looking for better lifestyles. And then you've got cities like Chattanooga, Huntsville, and Greenville quietly transforming into economic powerhouses. The South, that has the momentum of young professionals, retirees, and even corporations migrating from high-tech states, it's a perfect storm of opportunity. And this trend, it's not just about affordability, it's about value. These regions offer a lifestyle that coastal cities can't compete with at the same price. Remote work has leveled the playing field. And with the Trump administration's focus on decentralizing federal agencies, even more jobs and opportunities could spread to these areas. The Midwest and South aren't just catching up, they're about to lead the charge. And if you've considered investing in areas like this because where you live doesn't offer cash flowing opportunities in real estate, we just published the Frustrated Investor's Guide to Passive Income for 2025. And I made it easy and uploaded a free copy for you at frustratedinvestor.com. City number 7, Orlando, Florida. Everyone knows it for Disney World and Universal Studios, but here's what people miss. Orlando is quietly diversifying its economy. Healthcare and tech are gaining ground, and that's pulling in a younger, more dynamic workforce. The housing market here is still affordable. And as more people look to escape the high costs of coastal cities, Orlando's sunny climate and job opportunities make it a prime landing spot. And here's where federal policies come into play. Infrastructure spending could improve Orlando's transit and housing, making it even more attractive for families and businesses. When you combine affordability, growth, and government support, you've got a recipe for a boomtown. Now, I'm going to get to some cities that are in serious trouble here in just a second, but understand that right now, we're standing on the edge of a massive shift in America's economy. The pandemic rewired how we live, how we work. And now, with the new Trump administration rolling out aggressive policies, everything from slashing government jobs to moving entire federal agencies, it's like the country's playing economic musical chairs. Except the stakes are your livelihood and your financial future. And while these 7 cities are preparing to boom, others are standing on the edge of total collapse. Let's start with San Francisco, a city that's become a symbol of what happens when high costs, bad policy, and remote work collide. Once the crown jewel of innovation, the city now faces an urban doom loop of empty office spaces, declining tax revenue, and a shrinking population. The newly elected centrist mayor, billionaire Daniel Lurie, promises to tackle crime, homelessness, and housing affordability head on. But let's be real, the challenges are monumental. Without significant private sector investment and structural change, San Francisco's recovery will be slow at best, or possibly non-existent. Then there's Chicago, a city grappling with a cocktail of issues. Crime rates remain stubbornly high, driving residents and businesses to flee. Boeing, Citadel, and other corporate giants have already packed up and left. And the Trump administration's focus on reducing federal funding for urban assistance programs and prioritizing suburban and rural areas could leave Chicago fighting for resources it desperately needs. Unless leadership takes bold action, the Windy City may see its economy spiral further downward. And if you saw what new mayor Brandon Johnson is pushing for, downward it'll be. He just proposed a $300 million property tax increase to fill a gaping budget deficit. This is on top of already burdensome taxes, leaving homeowners and businesses wondering if the city even wants them to stay. Add to that the soaring downtown office vacancy rates, and you've got a city at risk of losing its economic identity. Instead of attracting new growth, Chicago seems determined to push residents and investors away. creating a cycle that's increasingly hard to break. And then there's Baltimore, a city with so much potential, yet so many obstacles. Already struggling with high crime and a declining population, Baltimore's challenges could deepen if DOGE's government layoffs and relocations hit nearby Washington, D.C. hard. The ripple effects could devastate Baltimore's economy, especially with federal jobs and contracts playing such a big role in the region. Without significant private sector investment or a dramatic shift in federal support, Baltimore risks being left behind entirely. The stakes for the city couldn't be higher. And in all three cases of these cities, the common thread is this. Without structural reform and a clear strategy to attract businesses and residents, these three cities face the very real possibility of an all-out collapse. And while some leaders are stepping up, like Daniel Lurie in San Francisco, the path to recovery for these cities is a steep and uncertain climb. So what does this all mean for you? Well, it means opportunity. The cities that are booming are doing so for very specific reasons: jobs, affordability, and strategic growth. And the cities struggling, well, that's just as important to know, so you can avoid investing where the risks are stacked against you. I'll see you next time. Take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.